I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. As part of a national series called Creative Conversations, the Emerging Leaders in the Arts Network, ELAN, and the Arts and Business Alliance of Eugene present a creative conversation on bridging the bubble between campus and community in the arts. It will take place on Wednesday evening, October 30th, at the Lincoln Gallery of the Oregon Supported Living Program in Eugene. With us in the KLCC studios are Evelyn Thorne, Chair of ELAN at the University of Oregon, and Karen Rainsong, Executive Director of the Arts and Business Alliance in Eugene. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, the distance between campus and community plays out in every university town in the arts and beyond. How do you see it manifest in the Willamette Valley, Evelyn?
I've heard from many community organizations just wondering how to reach out to students and build up programs in which students can get involved. And the student's not quite sure how to reach out to community members. And that's partly geographical, partly just not knowing how to connect.
And Karen, how do you see the gap manifest from the city's perspective?
I work a lot with organizations all around town in Eugene and Springfield. And what I hear from them a lot is that they want to connect with students, not only as participants in their events, but as interns for their programs. And one of the things that I've been working on is an internship program inside ABAE, where we bring in interns in media that want to do our video arts, video blogging project, which is really exciting. So building out really successful internship projects is one way that I see ABAE directly contributing to this.
And Evelyn, how would you like to see more connections made between the university and the city?
Well, internships is one great example, and that's one of the panel conversations we're going to be having. Another one is just building collaborative projects, and just also the way in which organizations can reach out to students by bringing them to the arts office outside of campus is another important aspect, and then the other way around.
It sometimes seems difficult to market to students at the U of O. I think students at the U of O have so many services and things they can go to right on campus that it sometimes seems like there's not a need to go outside of that, you know, bubble, we're calling it. So finding a way to market to them and entice them to come out, you know, it involves not only getting media in front of them, but I think having an event that will directly appeal to usually younger audiences.
And in this event Wednesday evening, how will the event be structured and who would you like to attend to be a part of this conversation?
The event will be structured with four different panel presentations, all examples of student community partnerships and how to build those. And then we will have breakout room discussions on those topics so that people can kind of workshop how best to connect the two. And we want both community members, community organizations, and students to be there so that we can all figure out a better solution moving forward.
And Karen, how would you say that the arts provide leadership in the community in terms of economics or otherwise enriching daily life here?
Arts contribute to our economy in such a huge way. You know, we recently completed the Arts and Economic Prosperity Survey in 2011 here in Eugene, and we really saw the numbers. $45 million each year are spent in the arts right here in Eugene. That's a fantastic number. And of that, we have 1,700 jobs in the arts are supported by nonprofit arts groups here in Eugene. You know, so if we can encourage these young people that are graduating in the arts to move into the community and take up leadership roles and jobs in the arts, that will contribute to keeping that going, that thriving economy we see because of the arts.
That was definitely one thing that was brought up at last year's Creative Conversations, was that people who graduate from the UO don't stay in Eugene. And so we wanted to see how to better connect students to the community so they could find a home here after they graduate.
You were mentioning earlier about creative projects that are formed as collaborations between university students and, say, the city, for example. A great example of that is the suburban projections that happened downtown in the middle of winter and dark, cold January nights. We had students come out and project their digital artwork right on buildings and in alleyways, and it really drew a nice combination of the public and students to come out and interact around art. That was, you know, co-sponsored by the city of Eugene and a really great project.
Mm-hmm. Karen Rainsong, Executive Director of the Arts and Business Alliance in Eugene, and Evelyn Thorne, Chair of Emerging Leaders and the Arts Network, Elon, at the UO. The two organizations are collaborating on the Creative Conversation, Bridging the Bubble Between Campus and Community, Wednesday evening, October 30th, at the Lincoln Gallery of the Oregon Supported Living Program in Eugene at the corner of 4th and Lincoln. More information online at Emerging Leaders in the Arts Network. Google that or on Facebook or go to artsandbusinesseugene.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.